Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're celebrating the 23rd anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show, which started in 1997. And in the previous century, the last millennia, and we started in the 20th century, and we're going to finish up in the 21st century, because I'm pretty sure I'm not going to make it to the 22nd century. That's a long time from now. I don't have that much time left. But I got some time now, and it's going to be spent with you. And I want to talk about, it's just, by the way, for right now, it's just going to be you and me, because I want to talk about what's going to happen, probably what's going to happen in the next 60 days or so. Of course, the first thing that has to happen is this election has to be finalized. And folks, don't get ahead of the process. Don't let the media, don't let the Democrats, don't let whoever get ahead of the process. This is a process that needs to play out. There are irregularities that need to be determined, need to be discovered, they need to be verified. We need to be comfortable with the result. Regardless of who becomes president for the next 4 years, we need to make sure that we know what happens, what the real count was in Georgia, in Pennsylvania, in Michigan, in Wisconsin, in Nevada, in Arizona. Is that six states? We got six states. We've got to get those things verified. Every American, no matter who you voted for, every American should be interested, devoted to getting that result. We're talking about taking a few days, maybe a few weeks, to get this verified. This is a unique year. This is an unusual year with the coronavirus. The addition of all of these mail-in ballots that most states had never done before, ever, had no system to deal with them. There also seems to be some shenanigans in some places that are real. They've got hundreds of affidavits of people who said that there were some shenanigans in all of those six states. We need to take the time to get it right. I'm not advocating for Trump. I'm not advocating for Biden. I just believe that there are some problems that are real, that need to be resolved. And the one thing, if you think about it, the one thing you keep hearing people about your whole life, you've heard this term, you've heard somebody say what I'm about to say. The great thing about America is we have an electoral process that we go through, and when it's done, we're happy with, we're confident of the result. It's a model for the world, and power changes hands, and there are no tanks in the streets. There's no fighting. We recognize it's the will of the people, and we move on. Well, folks, that's in jeopardy right now. That whole thing I just said, which has been the hallmark of America, which has been one of our shining lights. You know, you heard the term America is a shining beacon on a hill. And people all over the world think about that. They think about America. They have never been to America. They'd like to come to America. But when they imagine it, when they think about what they've heard about America, they think about what I just said. We have a process that sustains our government, and the people decide, and when it's all done, the people, whether they like who won or not, they move on. And they get behind what happened. And yes, there are opponents on both sides, and we debate things and we argue about things, but basically we wind up all being behind the same country, the same ideas. Well, right now, at this moment, with the election process the way it's going, with people trying to rush the certification when it's not time to certify, when you've got a news media that's not reporting what's really happening, I have to be honest with you, the fundamental ideal that I just described, that is has been one of the great parts of the shining light on the hill of America, is in jeopardy. But we have a moment. We are literally in a moment of time right now, a moment in time today, tomorrow, the next few days, and certainly maybe the rest of 2020. We're in a moment of time that literally changed the history of the world. That's not hyperbole, my friends. We need to let this play out. And regardless of who you voted for, you need to be for that. I'm asking you, be for, to support letting this play.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.